Last but not least, the final thing that we want to talk about is we like to do review videos. And in these review videos, we like to go over people that then say what their financial situation is, whether they got laid off from their job, whether they got a new job, what their budget is. I'm going broke. I'm making money. Whatever. T Love, I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. And for those of you that's just tapping in, new time frame. As of right now, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Millionaire Morning Show. New person is saying that, hey, listen, this is why I'm so frugal. This is why I'm cheap. And I like to always make sure that I acknowledge content creators for y'all to be able to go over to their channel. This person's name is Lawan FTB. Lawan FTB got 2,000 subscribers. And he's saying that he almost buys nothing. And he's basically breaking down the things that he prioritizes as far as how he spends his money. So I haven't seen this yet. You guys sent this to me in order to review. Again, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's get into it, y'all.
I choose to live an extremely frugal life. I consume tap water rather than juice for 95% of my meals. I track every dollar, I keep every receipt, and even my umbrella is flavorless. I've gone literal years without purchasing anything that wasn't meant to be instantly consumed. And from the outside looking in, it's easy to view my attitude toward money as simply being a money-hoarding cheap ass. But I think there's two really important behaviors that separate frugality and being a cheap ass. And it really shows as we mature with money. And I'll get back to those two in just a second. But first, I want to tell you all a little bit about why I'm frugal to begin with. Being frugal and saving a lot gives me the ability to live a financially unburdened life. I can move whenever I want for the most part because I don't have a bunch of overhead expenses and loans. I can quit my job at any point in time that I feel unfulfilled because I've prioritized saving rather than accumulating. And I can feel financially stable and secure very easily because I live below my means as much as I can. My journey into frugality.
Some eggs need help. I don't know what that is. And I so far, I'm with you, big dog. I think that you're making the right decisions. I'll add a little bit more context as the video goes on. All I'm saying is that the eggs need a little bit of help. Just a little bit of help. A little bit of fluffiness. A little bit more seasoning. Maybe a nonstick pan. We can invest in a nonstick pan. Maybe not. Hey, maybe it's just enough. But eggs need a little help. But I'm feeling you so far.
He began because I had a really bad relationship with money that I was unaware of. I had the type of relationship to money that some people have to food, where once I had some of it, I had to consume it. And this usually occurred at the very first opportunity for me to do so. When payday came around, the first thing I would do is go out and buy something to eat when I really didn't need to. And a lot of people still have that relationship with money to today. Experiencing the peace that living a financially unburdened life has allowed me to has shifted my relationship with money now to one where simply money is a tool for me to facilitate feelings of peace, security, and abundance. I save in very selective ways, some of which I think you'll find a bit strange, but this is where I'll draw the first of two key distinctions between frugality and cheapness, or at least how I convince myself that I'm not being a cheap ass. I try to use money to nurture my quality of life as much as possible. And to me, the quality of your life is determined by how you live on a daily basis. So I try my best to spend as much as I can within my budget on things that affect my life on a day-to-day basis consistently, or things that will have long-term, long-lasting effects.
Accent is dope as hell, ain't it? I wish I could do it like that. I'm gonna work on it. The same way that I've been able to master Eric Adams, New York accent, and Umar Johnson, peace and Pan-Africanism, and Brandon Johnson, and we're definitely going to contact the Archdiocese. I'm gonna figure out how to get me a Trini accent. I'm gonna work on it. Listen. It's only a matter of time before I start talking like a Trini. I'ma figure it out, but we gonna get there. Let's continue.
Like healthy foods, my apartment interior since I have to live there every day, my friendships, and this isn't something I think cheap people are actually doing. I think they're just looking for the best possible deal every time. When I'm grocery shopping, I'll always make compromises so I can buy the highest quality food I can. and cut back with less impactful things. I eat fresh vegetables as often as possible, but that comes at the expense of the types of drinks that I'll buy. I'll usually drink lemon tea because it's $1 cheaper than juice, and get the generic hand soap so I can spend more on the highest quality toothpaste since I want to keep my teeth for as long as possible. Now, this might not seem like much, but it allows me to stay financially flexible as the price of things keep going up. Because there is a trap that a lot of us find ourselves in when it comes to shopping and purchasing items. There are companies that are spending millions of dollars on marketing to put products in front of us. So we feel a sense of familiarity to these products, then we purchase these products at a higher cost, which then allows these companies to continue to spend millions of dollars in marketing to put these products in front of us to build familiarity, and you see how the cycle goes. And a lot of people end up finding themselves purchasing items at a higher cost that actually give no functional increase in value. And I find that having the financial flexibility of choosing what it is I'm going to spend a bit more money on rather than what I'm comfortable with is actually the best way for me to maintain my mindset of.
I don't think that he's cheap. I think that the word frugal, the word frugal probably gets a bad rap because people automatically associate it with being cheap. I think that he's honestly just being smart. And so far, I haven't seen anything that he said that I would disagree with. I think that, because he's not saying that he doesn't spend money. He says that he don't want to spend money on things that don't add additional value into his life. So he's just not going to buy name brand for the sake of buying name brand. You see what I'm saying? Like, if he goes out and he says, listen, I want to get paper towel. Okay, he's going to skimp out on paper towel in order to be able to spend more money on toothpaste because his teeth is more meaningful than whatever it is that he's using paper towel for. He doesn't have a lot of things that he's spending money on when it comes to his living expenses. He don't have to live over here, or he don't have to have the biggest thing, because the way that his lifestyle is set up, he probably spends more time outside of his apartment than he does inside of it. He only needs the apartment to be able to sleep and do whatever the minimal things that he does. And so I don't have any problem whatsoever. I don't think that he's cheap. I think that he's just being smart. I think that he's mindful. He understands where his dollars are going, and he chooses to allocate his money towards things that are more purposeful in his life.
Value first. Value first meaning value to me and the quality of my life first, not price. I also try to walk as much as possible to locations rather than take public transportation, since I no longer have a car. Once I have the time, I'll walk as long as an hour, and during that time, I can listen to a podcast, audiobook, or call a friend to get more out of that time if I want to.
I found that walking and riding my bike gives me a lot greater sense of satisfaction and joy. And it even makes me appreciate my cars when I wind up driving my cars. Now, I have an affinity for cars because I've always loved them and wanted certain cars. And that was the thing that I dreamed about when I was growing up. It was two things that I dreamed about when I was growing up. Courtside, because I always loved basketball and I love the NBA. And I've already hadn't achieved that dream. And then there are certain cars that I always wanted. But I don't feel like I need to drive everywhere I go. As a matter of fact, most of the places that I travel to, I don't even spend, you know, a lot of, it takes me longer to get to the office in a car than it would for me to just jump on my e-bike and drive and ride it over here. So I actually like catching public transportation. I like walking. You have better experiences. You can get more done. You can work on a train or whatever, the Q line or whatever it is that you want. And so I think that that's absolutely dope. I love what he got going on. He said, I don't need a car. I prefer to walk. It's healthier. It costs me less. I don't have the associated costs. A lot of y'all, honest to God, y'all need to start embracing public transportation and start looking at alternative ways for you to be able to get around. Y'all waste so much of y'all budget. There are people that are watching this show right now that probably spend 30, 40, 50% of the money that they make every single day in paying a car note, insurance, gas, maintenance on whatever vehicle that you got, just so you can try to impress people that don't even care anything about you. And then you pull up and you just regular when somebody like me pull up and I don't even care about the cars like that. So I think that transportation is one of the biggest killers of a budget.
This is a bit of a weird one, or at least I think it is. I keep all of my receipts to manually enter into my budget so I can make notes about when and where I spend the most amount of money.
So that look like he's over in Japan or something like that. It looks like he's over in the Asian. I could be wrong, but it looks like he's over in Japan.
But I'll be able to avoid that location or at least spend less time there or go at different times of the day so that I won't spend as much money. The convenience store Family Mart is near to my house, and I usually stop and get a snack after work. And it's most pronounced between 5 and 11 p.m. So I made a rule for myself that any time between 5 and 11 p.m. that I have
to... Somebody said you can't walk in the South like that, it's spread out. Well, that's one of the problems of living in the South. And that's another reason why places like New York are able to get people to transition up there, because they got a better public transportation system. But I like to live in places that have a combination of both. One of the best places to live are places that have great public transportation systems, because it incentivizes you to spend more on one thing, but to then divest in other things.
To get something at the convenience store, I'm going to make the 15-minute walk to the 7-Eleven that's so far away that it's a reminder in itself for me whenever I start the walk that I really am not trying to spend money on snacks and things that I don't need or want. And this has really served me well. I also try to use my lamps at night rather than my ceiling light, because it uses less wattage combined than the overhead ceiling light, and it also creates a mood where I can get prepared for bedtime.
Nah, see, I'm not that frugal. I'm not that frugal to where I feel like I gotta skimp on lighting. That's where I draw the line. You know what I'm saying? Showers, lighting, all of that stuff. And I know that we all got different things that we value versus other things, but I'm just not frugal enough to skip on lighting. Like, if I want to use, and I understand it's a mood thing also, right? That's probably an added benefit, but I'm not going to skip on lighting. That's just not how I rock.
What I spend wildly on.
Shout out to my name, Joe.
This is where I see the biggest difference between frugality and cheapness, because I spend a lot of money on things that frugal people would consider frivolous for the most part, and cheap people would scream if they were to hear that I did these things. For example, I hate traveling. I hate being at the back of an aircraft. So anytime I need to take a flight somewhere, I'll always pay to get the seat as close as possible to the front of the aircraft, even on low budget flights. To me, the frustration of traveling, being stuck in a middle row, unable to stretch my legs even a little, or being stuck next to the toilet at the back and having to wait to be the last to the plane and ending up waiting an extra 30 minutes to an hour to get through immigration because other flights came together and now all of those people just got off together and they all got off ahead of me, just isn't worth the squeeze of saving $30 to $50 for me.
I agree with him. I'm the same way. Now, I'm not saying that I'm saving $30 to $50 by going to the front of the plane or I'm spending only another $30 to $50. I'm going to spend a significant more than that because I like to ride a certain way. But for the things that's meaningful to me, I'm willing to spend more money on, right? When I like something, I'm going to do it. When I can get a better experience, I'm absolutely going to embrace it. So far, I don't disagree with anything that he's saying. I think that experiences are great. One thing I can't stand is when people go out of town and they ain't got no money to do nothing once they get there. But then they spend all of their money and all of their resources back home on their car that's sitting there parked and they can't have no real great experiences as a result of it. Or when people get too much house and they house poor and they ain't got no furniture inside of their house. So you telling me we can't even sit in here? We can't even really come and visit you because you ain't got no furniture? So he said he liked to spend his money on experiences. And so his life is aligned with what his values are.
As a pay and make the overall travel experience a lot better for myself. I also spend a lot on convenience. For example, I hate sitting on buses or trains for more than 2 hours. And here in Japan, there is this thing called the Shinkansen or the bullet train. And anytime I have to take a trip that goes beyond that 2 hour mark, I make sure to find myself on that bullet train so I can have a more comfortable, luxurious experience, which will make arriving and the entire day itself just so much better for me. I also always wash my clothing at the coin laundry because I like the convenience of having my clothes feeling warm after being dried and me not needing to wash it, then take it wet there to get that feeling since I do.
See, he living a little different. I guess you wash it and then you take it there. He's saying, I'd rather spend the money to just wash it there and dry it there. I got to have that in-house laundry.
Don't have a dryer. Also, the feeling of having inside my home feel exactly the way I want it to as well, a safe, calming space for me to be present in, is also something I'd spend abundantly on within reason, of course, since I'm not
cheap.
A big baller yet, because without fail, I'm here every day. And while I am selective, I'll still do my absolute best to get items that would make me feel my best while I'm at home. Another is when I go out with friends. I want to always be able to purchase at least a round of drinks or pay a little bit extra on the dinner bill tab so that I can let people know how much I really appreciate their time and their friendship.
I get it. I think that it all makes sense. Again, I don't disagree with anything that he's saying. So shout out to him again. His name is Lawan FTB. Lawan FTB. As of the recording of this video, or as of the recording of me reacting to his video, got over 2,000 subscribers, 2.6 thousand subscribers. So shout out to the content creators. If y'all like what it is that he put together and y'all go over there and visit it from here, just let him know that I sent you. Because I always like to highlight up and coming new content creators or content creators that's doing some great things. And so shout out to him. I will say this though. The one caveat to everything that he's talking about is, if he decides to get him a woman, you got to get him one that's equally yoked, because one woman that is not aligned with you and look at you saving or what it is that you've been able to accumulate as being frugal or being smart with your money, some women look at that as an opportunity for them to break out. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be different. No, get somebody that's aligned with where you're going and that more closely aligns with your values. Don't focus so much on the aesthetics, but focus more on the mindset. Because one woman can upend all of that. All of that can go out the window in 5 seconds as soon as you get with a certain type of woman. You know what I'm saying?